Good morning. Welcome to the Old Testament reading of the Scriptures. What a joy it is to be able to do this. You know, I like the Psalms. I like the wisdom literature. I like Proverbs. But this particular Psalm this week is Psalm 19. And it's for the choir director because it is a Psalm of David. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. The heavens tell us of the glory of God. The skies display His marvelous craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make Him known. For they speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is silent in the skies. Yet their message has gone out to all the earth, and their words to all the world. The sun lives in the heavens where God placed it. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete, eager to run the race. The sun rises at the end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide it from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decree of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight to life. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to those who hear them. There is a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep me from deliberate sins, and don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt, an innocent, great sin. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Guilt. Do we ever deal with guilt? I think all of us do. But if you notice at the beginning of this passage, the psalmist speaks of the perfect law of God and the way it protects us, makes us wise, and gives us joy and light. You see, God's word is sweeter than honey dripping from a honeycomb, warning us and giving us success to those who obey, giving us wonderful thoughts that warms our heart. But if you recognize the power of sweetness and the beauty of God's word, however, brings us face to face with the darkness of the sins that lurk in our heart. Some that we are too familiar with, and others we have committed unknowingly. Yeah, that does happen. Confession shines the bright light of God's forgiveness into the dark corners of our heart and exposes them and cleanses them. This cleansing is forgiveness, in turn bringing freedom from guilt. And once forgiven, we have no reason to feel guilty. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious word in Psalm 19, and a little bit of devotional material also from the book of Ralphie. God bless. Have a good day.